All right, it is Neil. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our program. And we're glad you're here. That is a single sentence with a comma and a semicolon and a breath and whatever it takes. We are glad you're here, and I hope you give us a phone call. That toll-free number is 888-256-1080 for the Texas Lawn and Garden Hour. Just as we were going on the air, Nick and I were trying to figure out a way to help him with some erosion in his yard, and I need to think now about anything that I need to tell you before we get the program underway because I was trying to help Nick. And when you have erosion like that and you need just soil to get back to where you were, sometimes there's a place downstream that you can go find some soil that has eroded and bring that back. Hey, there's my soil down there. So if there's a low spot where it's eroded, Nick, this is off air, on air, I guess it's on air discussion. And I told him we'd resume it, and we'll do that in a break in a minute. Good morning. We're glad to have you tuned. Wherever you can hear me right now, I hope you'll pick up the phone and give us a call, 888-256-1080. If you can hear me right now, you can call me toll free. I put a post on my Facebook page about 5 minutes ago, and I just said, for the course of the next hour, this is the best way for me to help you. Facebook questions are okay, but somebody this week posted a photo, and I couldn't even tell what the plant was, and they just said, any ideas? Any ideas? Yeah. What are you asking me? Is my idea? What kind of plant is that? Where are you? What are you asking? Insect on it somewhere? What? So this is the place we can chat back and forth. And it's so much easier that way. Why don't you give us a call? I'd love to talk to you, and we'll have a chance to have some interaction. Don't be scared of this. I've called talk shows too, and I sit there and I think, oh, how am I going to sound? Am I going to embarrass my family? Are they going to disown me, divorce me from the family because I called Neil's talk show and I embarrassed the entire family? So, no, you're not going to do that. I won't let that happen to you. One thing I do need to warn you, it's a very simple little warning. We have some kind of equipment malfunction in somewhere. It'd be interesting to know where it is in all the equipment that we have. While you're on hold waiting to talk to me, you don't get to hear the program today. That's just a bum deal for you. And so you'd just be sitting there listening to a dead phone, which is better than some of the on-hold music you get when you call the pharmacy. Excuse me, not opinionated. I just hate bad music that is staticky and you can't even understand what they're saying. So give us a call, won't you please? Let's get off this nonsense and get on with the program. 888-256-1080. Something I have noticed this week as I've been out and around, and it's going to be in my electronic newsletter next week. I have put it on Facebook this week. I'm going to talk about it right now, and I'll talk about it on other programs over the next few days. Chinch bugs are annihilating St. Augustine right now. Absolutely eating us out of house in St. Augustine right now across Texas. People commented on my Facebook post, yeah, they're terrible in Houston. They're terrible in other parts of the state right now. If you have St. Augustine and you notice that it is turning brown in the hottest, sunniest parts of your lawn, along the sidewalk, in the middle of the lawn where the sun just beats mercilessly in the afternoon, if it's turning brown in those areas and you say, well, I've watered twice this week and it still looks terrible, that's chinch bugs. If you want to go out and get on your hands and knees, or if you have a grandchild and you want to see if you can talk them into doing that, they kind of enjoy that. And part the grass, just like you were looking down at the scalp for something. See if you find little black insects. They're BB size, pinhead, a little bigger than a pinhead size. And they are black, and they have kind of crisscross white diamonds on their wings. They're mostly black, and the crisscross white diamonds. You'll see the red nymphs, the young chinch bugs there also, and they're just all scurrying around, just a beehive of activity. The insecticide Merit is commonly sold to control chinch bugs. They'll come back to the same places year after year because it's still going to be the hottest, sunniest part of your yard. And if you let them go for a week, they'll kill big areas of your yard, as in, yeah, you're going to have to replant it. And so Get after the chinch bugs. They're active right now. If this area has been dead for 2 or 3 months, that's not chinch bugs. That's probably take-all root rot from last spring. I know I'm kind of daisy-chaining the St. Augustine problems one after the other. I get that. Bermuda grass is having trouble right now, too, with a disease called Pythium. And the best way I can describe it, if it looks like you slung a bucket of water out, and you get these distinct lines out in the grass, just a pattern of, wow, that's dead. And then 4 inches away, the grass looks normal. And here's this extended patch of completely gone grass. I put photos on Facebook on that one, and I'm going to have it in eGardens also. So Bermuda grass doesn't get off untouched. Pythium is a disease, and it's usually a disease of over-care of our lawns. We put too much water on them. We put them in poorly drained soils, put the lawn in a poorly drained area, and it's just too much water, high humidity, poor aeration, things like that. Not much you can do about Pythium other than try to correct the problems. So anyway, that's enough to get us off to a really wonderful, happy start to this middle of July. By the way, middle of July means it's absolutely the last time to plant your fall tomatoes. And I would say for Central and South Texas, it's the time to get them planted immediately. North Texas, you're late. You better hope for a late first frost. It is prime time to plant peppers now. And soon will be time in 2 weeks to plant a big batch of vegetables for your fall garden. Things like beans and corn and squash and cucumbers and others. And we'll talk about those when 1st of August rolls around. So that's enough to get us started. Let me give you the number again, and we will hope that we have some phone calls coming out the other side of our first break today. That number is toll-free. Anywhere you can hear me, 888-256-1080. And you are listening to the Texas Lawn and Garden Hour, 888-256-1080. Nick Carissimi is answering the phones, and this will be the first voice you'll hear in just a moment. Give us a call, please. Well, let me tell you where we stand on Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening. The book is just about out of the printer, and the majority of the pages have been shipped to Universal Bookbindery in San Antonio. It's printed at Clear Visions in San Antonio, taken about 8 miles down 281 to Universal Bookbindery, and it will start binding almost immediately now. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. And this is the third printing of my book. I have the pre-production offer for you ready to roll. It's been up for about 5 weeks, and it is set to expire. As soon as the book comes out of the bindery, the price goes up. It will be $33.95 plus tax and postage, but you can buy it today. If you order today online at neilsperry.com, you can get it for $26.95 plus tax and postage, a $7 savings if you pre-order the book. It will be shipped as soon as it comes out of the bindery. I'm going to be signing every copy. I will sign them in the sequence in which they were ordered. So we have some ahead of you. It won't be the first book that we'll ship, but it'll be sent as quickly as I can get them signed. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, 11 chapters, 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, and it covers every aspect of outdoor landscapes and gardens in the great state of Texas. The first two printings have sold very, very quickly, and this one has sold incredibly. Satisfaction completely guaranteed. It will not be in stores, and it won't be on Amazon. If you need a copy of the second printing, I still have a limited number of second printing available immediately at $31.95. I can ship those Monday morning if you need that. For a special gift or something. But the better way is for $26.95, get a copy for yourself and several for gifts of Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening. And for $26.95 plus tax and postage, satisfaction completely guaranteed. Here are your two ways to order. You can call my office Monday through Friday at 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. The better way, though, is to order online right now at Neil Sperry, N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y.com. There's a lot of talk these days about Made in America. Let me tell you about something that's been made in America for more than 85 years. That's Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings. They've been made right here by people who care about quality of both materials and workmanship. Whether it's a metal roof for your home or a custom steel building or even a shed or greenhouse for the backyard, Mueller means quality. Mueller has four manufacturing facilities right here in the USA, and with 33 branches for sales and service, there's a Mueller location near you. When you choose Mueller for metal buildings or roofing, you're choosing the best quality products to protect your family and your property, and you're supporting local jobs and local families, ordinary, hardworking folks who are proud to provide a product made right here in America. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings, more than 85 years of making customers' dreams come true. When a business has been around for 85 years, you can trust that they're doing things right. They can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort, and better peace of mind. Visit MuellerInc.com or give them a call at 877-2-MUELLER, the number 2, 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-268-3553. Mueller, made in America and made to last. We'll have more after this message. Thank you, Kelly Robinson, very much. Folks, give us a call right now, why don't you? Let's get these lines filled up now. Don't be calling, please, at a quarter of 12 and saying, "Oh, I never can get through to you. It's just always so busy, and you ran out of time, and I didn't get on the air." Call right now, 888-256-1080, the Texas Lawn and Garden Hour. 888-256-1080. Jane is in La Mesa. Jane, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
Well, good morning, and thank you for messing with me this morning.
You're no mess. You're fun.
Well, I've got morning glories, and the last couple of years I have been infested with little worms that wrap up kind of in the edge of the leaf, and they also eat, and they're a nuisance. And I just wondered what they are, what kind of worms they are, and how am I going to get rid of them?
I am thinking back to what I have seen bothering morning glories. These are rolling the leaves together, tying the leaves together.
Yes,
yeah, that's what I thought. They're leaf rollers. They're a leaf tying or leaf roller worm. There's a whole category of insects that do that. If you ever grow, I'll mention some plants that very commonly have problems with leaf rollers. Pyracanthus will. They make a little bedroll out of the leaves. So will sweet gum trees. You don't grow sweet gum trees in La Mesa, but in East Texas, you'll see them. Redbud trees will have a problem with them. There's a plant that is native to the eastern third of the state called gum elastic or chittumwood, and they make it so ugly in the last half of the year. And then the all-time poster child for leaf rollers, well, there's one that cannas, the perennial plant cannas, get leaf rollers. And then when the leaves do finally try to unfurl, it looks like they have been shot with a machine gun across the leaves because there are holes at one level across. People say, well, what did that? And it's a leaf roller that ate through it while it was all rolled up. It's kind of like having a newspaper paper and you drill a hole through it while it's rolled up.
Yes.
And then you unroll it.
Okay.
But the all-time poster child for the insect category of leaf rollers is the old-fashioned trailing periwinkle ground cover that we all have grown across Texas. They, at this time of year, begin to get a leaf roller that makes them look horrible. And Jane, for all of those insects, and especially for your morning glories and for the periwinkles ground cover, the best control would be a systemic insecticide. I'm going to spell it for you. I'll give you the generic name of it. It's imidacloprid, imidacloprid. It's the most common insecticide in the world today, and it is very effective. You put it on about a month ahead of time before you see the leaf rollers, and it will stop them. It will get them. It gets into the leaves, and it will stop them.
Well, will it do any good now that I have them?
I will on the new growth anything from now on, but it takes it probably 2 weeks to be taken into the plant.
Okay. Would you spell that again for me?
Sure. I hope it's the same spelling. Imidacloprid is Imidacloprid.
Okay. And that's a systemic. You don't have to spray it on the plant.
That is a drench.
Okay.
Yeah, put it on as a
Well,
drench.
I certainly do appreciate it, and
You're
I thank
welcome.
you for taking care of all of us gardeners.
Well, I'm trying. There's a lot of gardeners, so I think I've missed a couple of people, but
Oh, I bet
I
not.
appreciate your call.
You
Have a good
said.
one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, her line is open if you'd like to call. In fact, we have a couple of open lines right now. It is toll-free at 888-256-1080. Please do call right now. I'd love to have the calls at 888-256-1080. Plenty of time to talk to you. Let me tell you about my electronic newsletter, which is called eGardens. I have to confess something. I was sitting at my computer, and our 9-year-old grandson came into my office, just turned 9 a week ago, and he said, "You're working on a story?" I said, "I am." And I said, "It's a story I'm going to use in eGardens." He said, "What's that?" And I said, "Well, it's kind of like a garden section." And I said, "Here, let me show you. It comes in my email." He understands email quite well, probably better than most people. And I said, "Look here," and I just did the search for Neil Sperry's eGardens, and I said, "Here, Joseph, I can show you all of the eGardens for the last 3 years." And I showed him the most recent one from 2 nights ago, and I showed him the one from August 6 of 2017. And when it opened up, he said, "I remember that," and that was our 50th wedding anniversary, and he knew all about that because he was helping direct traffic at the party. And eGardens, it comes out every Thursday evening at 6 o'clock, just a little bit after 6 o'clock. I do a lot of the writing for it. I'd say 98% of the writing for it. I have a question of the week or two, sometimes even more than that. If there are a lot of really repetitive, critical questions I know everybody wants to know about, I will have a plant of the week. I will have a story of some major importance, and I always have gardening this weekend. And that's where I tell you what needs to be done this weekend. This past eGardens that came out 2 nights ago had a lot of new things that I've never talked about in this calendar year that need to be done right now, because mid-July is a pivotal time. We turn the corner and look toward fall. And it was really fun to write that. So if you'd like to look in on it, it's free, always will be. I've actually done it for 16 years, and we will never spam you. I'll never give or sell your email address to anybody. You don't have to worry about anything. Somebody asked about buying my email list. I said, "Nope, not going to do that." And so that's Neil Sperry's eGardens. The place that you go to sign up for it is my website at neilsperry.com, and click on the eGardens tab. You can actually see what the last three or four of them look like, so you can get a good idea of what you're going to be getting. Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.com. While you're there, you can also see my newest book and see if that is what you would like to get. neilsperry.com for eGardens. More after these messages. Thank you, Kelly, very, very much. And we have Mike in Midland, our next call up. Mike, this is Neil. Good morning.
Mike?
Yeah, Mike, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I've got some property northeast of Abilene that I found some. They're like, I think I've identified them as greenbrier. They're a thorny vine. They grow up in the trees, and
kind of a pretty.
I've shredded those things down. Yeah, well, they come up off the ground, get together, and then grow up on the sides of the trees.
Yeah, it's got kind of a pretty shiny green leaf with sometimes some silver flecking in it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that
I
is.
can
It's called
control that stuff.
Smilax. Smilax. It is greenbrier. That's the other name that's commonly given to it. So, pretty wicked thing, isn't
I mean,
it?
I've cut them down a couple of times, and they're growing back about as fast as I can cut them. I figure might be something I could spray on them, but I wouldn't.
No, I don't think so. Let me tell you my
Okay.
life experience with greenbrier, with Smilax. You got a chair? I grew up with that. I grew
But
up
they're
with it.
excited, huh?
Yeah, I grew up with it in College Station. I've known it all my life. We live outside the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and we bought 11 acres in 1971 and built on it in 1977. And to clear it so that we could build on it, or somewhere in between 71 and 77, I hired the man who owns still the property across the street from us to bring his brush hog in and cut out about 8 acres of it. Most of our 11 acres are covered in pecans, but where we wanted to build our house and some other parts of it were covered in poison ivy and briar mixed together. And it was chest high. I mean, it was just impassable. And so he came in and shredded it with his brush hog and cut it clear down to bare ground so that we could walk all over the property and see where we wanted our house, et
Right.
cetera, et cetera. And the oddity of all oddities, Mike, was that of all of that, 6 or 8 acres of briar, I don't think more than 20 or 30 plants came back out in those open areas and around the trees. The ones that
Oh, really?
came back strongly, but they didn't, the rest of it didn't come back. And so
Really?
for all of that time, I have recommended to people start there, cut it flat to the ground, not just cut it
Okay.
off, but cut it flat to the ground. I know you said you've cut it, so let me
Well,
continue
I've got
on.
a shredder, so I
Yeah.
just shred it down as low as I can with
Sure,
my
I
big rod.
understand. Let me continue on with the reason that I don't think the spraying will work.
Okay.
The weed killers that we would use to kill it, I worked with alongside my dad for many, many years while he was doing herbicide research for Texas A&M, and the herbicides that would kill Smilax and any other broadleaf vine are hormone type weed killers. They have to go in through the leaves and be
Right.
taken in so that they can kill the plant from the inside out.
Right.
You dare not use anything that goes into the ground and is taken up through the ground because you have trees that are around.
Sure,
And
yeah.
so as a result, you're counting on the leaves and the stems to absorb this stuff. Well, you have two strikes against you with Smilax because number one, it has glossy leaves that won't absorb stuff very well. And secondly, there just aren't a whole lot of leaves. And so as a
Right.
result, you're not going to get very good coverage with it. And so your best bet is to bypass that one and not frustrate yourself. So I don't bother spraying at all. And
Personally, because I don't like to spray.
the third thing that I do then is if I have Smilax that still comes up at this point, I will, if I find some that is growing out in the woods, I will take a sharpshooter spade and I will dig it up, which is not as hard as it sounds. Now, mind you, it's not the big stuff 30 feet up into the trees. I'll dig out the root system, which will consist of one of two things. It'll either be a giant tuber that looks like a softball, like something out of the Dark Ages that they would throw at people, or it will be a mass of roots the size of pencils. And
Okay.
in either event, I can dig that stuff out and discard it, and the Smilax is gone. It takes 20 or 30 seconds per clump of Smilax. That's how I have dealt with it for the last 40
Okay.
years, and I've gotten rid of it.
Okay. Okay.
It's my
Well,
long
I've shredded
answer.
all mine down. It looks even more healthy now than it did when I got it. So,
Well, I think if you
but I'll
keep
do that
after it,
again because
yeah, keep
it
after
may not
spraying.
withstand more than whack.
Yeah, spraying is not going to help you much, I don't think.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that because that'll just save me the effort.
Yep. I hope it
All right.
works. I appreciate
Yes,
your
sir.
call. Thank you,
You
sir.
bet. Thank
All right. All right, let's, you know what? Let me take Bill and Brenham after this break, if I could, Nick. We will, let me tell you about my website, which is neilsperry.com. A lot of the stuff of my life goes on my website. That's where I sell my book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. This is the book that is not in stores. You talk about counting on your website. This is the book that's not in stores and not on Amazon. You buy it from my website. If I didn't have a website, I'd have a card table alongside the road. No, I don't want that. Too many mosquitoes. So please go to my website, neilsperry.com. You'll see my book there, and that's where you get this incredible price of $26.95 on the early production, pre-production offer on the book. Second thing that you'll find at my website is eGardens, the free electronic newsletter that I mentioned to you. Another thing that you'll find that I haven't talked about this morning is the 1001 Frequently Asked Questions. That was another book that I wrote. Reason it's actually the reason I self-published the latest book and didn't put it in stores. The 1001 Most Asked Questions was a book, and that publisher went bankrupt. And I thought, man, I just worked a year of my life for this book, and then the publisher went under, and I don't have a way to sell the book anymore. So I just put it on the website instead. So it's there for you for free to look at. I hope you'll enjoy that. So lots of good things at neilsperry.com, and I hope you'll go there. If you go there, then there will be one more good thing there at my website, you. And you'll find a lot of important stories. I have a story on Rose Rosette virus that I have just left archived there for you as well. All of that and a lot more at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. More after these messages. Thank you, Kelly, very much. Have a couple of lines open for you right now. If you'd like to call, love to hear from you. It is painless. I think it's painless. You know, Nick, we need to poll people when they get through. Did that hurt? And see if it's 100%. Nope, didn't hurt at all. And that would be a good thing to put on our resume. It would. We'll go to Bill in Brenham. Bill, this is Neil. Good morning. Hello, Bill. Bill? What do you think, Nick? Bill sounds gone. Well, that's not a good sign. Nick and I know why. There's nobody waiting behind him in line. Crabgrass in St. Augustine. All right, I'm gonna go ahead and forge into the darkness on that one because he just called back. He found a new line. That's good. All right. Let's give it a try. Bill, you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. You're on the air now. We got you.
All righty. I believe I was looking on your website, and I think I got crabgrass. And every year I've got trees, young trees, and I fertilize with triple 13 around them, deep holes, and does pretty good every year. But the crabgrass just accelerated around where I did the trees, where mm-hmm. I fertilized.
Mm-hmm.
And I read your deal. I did both on trying to get rid of it. You know, I used the, which you don't recommend, the weed and feed, and then I did the, one of the brand names, where you spray with a hose for broadleaf.
Okay. Bill, I'm making a list. I'm making a list of things I want to come back and challenge. Can we be friends when this is all over?
Yeah,
you promise?
You're talking about somebody that don't know what they're doing, I know.
I don't know what you do for a living, but I'll guarantee you know more about a lot of things than I do. So, you know, I ought to give you a fair chance back at me. Number one, there's nothing you have mentioned so far other than your trees that is a broadleaf plant. So there's no reason to put a broadleaf weed killer out unless you want to get rid of those trees. Because all these grasses are grasses, they're not broadleaf plants. I'm not a fan of poking holes in the ground to put fertilizer in. I have done that in my life. I did that as a kid and did that until I was probably 20 or 25. And then an arborist said to me, Neil, do you think all the roots are right there? And then he said to me, so I got the same lesson I'm passing on now. He said, Neil, do you think all the roots are way down there? And he said, the roots are up there at the top of the ground because that's the way nature intends. That's where water hits. That's where leaves fall and decay and release nutrients. Nature's way is that the important roots that need to get the fertilizer are near the surface. And so there's no point in poking holes because then you put too much fertilizer in the hole and a foot away you don't have any. And so I quit doing that. It was a lot of work to poke all those holes out there and fill them with fertilizer. And I thought, well, I'm in it for easier. It made a lot of sense. And so what I started doing was making an extra pass around my trees with the fertilizer spreader. I used a rotary spreader. I was so glad when they came out. The old drop spreaders were so hard to use accurately. But anyway, I just make an extra pass out around the drip line. That's where the active roots are. And then I water heavily, and it works really well. Now, as far as the grasses are concerned, crabgrass and St. Augustine are very closely related. That doesn't matter. I don't need to worry about going into that too much. But a lot of people, when they say I have crabgrass in my lawn, whether it's St. Augustine or Bermuda, actually have another weed called Dallas grass. And do you know the difference between Dallas grass and crabgrass?
I tried to look, Neil, and
let me explain it. I think I can explain it so that you and trust me, there are thousands listening who don't. And so if I insult your intelligence, there are plenty behind you listening over your shoulder who will get some benefit, so bear with me just a minute. Crabgrass is light green. Dallas grass is deep green, deeper than any other thing you have. Crabgrass will have short runners, 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 inches long. Dallas grass will never have any runners at all. Crabgrass has flowers that come up like helicopter rotors. They go in all directions. They'll have 4 or 5 things coming out of them. Dallas grass seed heads come up really quickly, I might add, almost the next day after you mow, and they are more flattened, more like an old-fashioned telephone pole or power pole. They will have little green discs of seeds on them. They're very conspicuous, and there will be black peppery specks on those discs. That's Dallas grass. Dallas grass will come back from clumps every spring. You'll say, well, that's right where it was last year. There it is again, greening up again this spring. And in Brenham, a lot of years it will never go brown in the winter, as far south as you are. In North Texas, it will. So that's Dallas grass. Crabgrass will always die in the wintertime. It will be gone, and it has to start over again from seeds. It'll start as little seedlings in the spring. So those are the ways you tell the two grasses apart. Does that help at all?
Yeah, I believe I have pretty dark green stuff. I mean, it looks very similar to my Bermuda. And
but it's going to have a big, wide blade.
Yeah.
Dallas grass has a big wide blade, and if you dug a clump of Dallas grass out, it would have a mass of heavy roots, and I'm not exaggerating. If you dug a clump of Dallas grass out the size of a dinner plate, you could almost throw it like a frisbee. It is that dense. Seriously.
Okay.
And if you dug a clump of crabgrass out, it would just fall apart.
Yeah. And I've never seen this before, but me and my wife went out to the yard one weekend, and we looked, and all of my runners came up like they was trying to escape.
That's something different, and that's not anything to worry about. That happens about a 4 or 5 week period in the summer. I saw a lawn that had a lot of that. It looked like little dolphins arching over the lawn. And you'll notice that the roots are all gone on those. That's not a problem. There's a very minor root disease of some sort that hits it for a little while. And when I used to mow yards for a living as a teenager, I would just pick those up with my foot as I'd mow, and I'd get them the next time around with the mower, and the lawn would look great. It's no big deal.
And I put out Sweet Green. That's kind of like an organic fertilizer. Is that a pretty good fertilizer?
I haven't used it. I don't know. What you want is something that is all nitrogen, very high in the first number. So
I did that too.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I would avoid the weed and feed. That's one thing I didn't come back and jump on, but I would avoid the weed and feed. I'm not an advocate at all of that. There's too much risk.
But what's my solution to try to get rid of this stuff?
Okay. It's Dallas grass. I'll address both of them. If it's crabgrass, you put out a pre-emergent weed killer, pre-emergent granules, and they are applied in Brenham. This timing is going to be different in other parts of the state, but in Brenham, you would apply the pre-emergent granules the last few days of February and the last few days of May. You have to have two. You need a booster shot. Only two times. That would be something like Dimension or Team or Halts. And then if it's Dallas grass, you have to spot treat or hand dig. And you're just going to have to remove it physically, either with a weed killer that's going to kill all the grass that's there. So you spot treat. And what I recommend is take a 1 gallon milk jug, cut the bottom of it out, put it down over the Dallas grass clump. Of course, you take the lid off. Stick a sprayer down in there, sprayer nozzle, with the original Roundup that is glyphosate only. All it has in it is glyphosate and water, no other active ingredient, and spray within that jug so it's contained right there on the clump, and that'll kill the Dallas grass. Or you can hand dig it if you want to, if you prefer. But it will. Dallas grass can outlive St. Augustine. Crabgrass will not. Hey, I got to run, but that should get you started. All of this, if you take my electronic newsletter, I dwell on these things at the appropriate times.
I appreciate you so much.
I'm glad you called. Thanks for calling back. All right. Let me tell you about my book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. 840 of my photographs, 344 pages covering all aspects of landscapes, lawns, and gardens for all of Texas. And it's in its third printing right now. The third printing will finish up this week. The book will be delivered in its entirety to Universal Bookbindery. All of this is going on in San Antonio. A book is not in stores, not on Amazon. It hasn't been and it won't be. Now, this is the same book I've told you about for the last couple of years. This is not a new book, so if you already have it, it has the Adirondack chair on the cover. There's no point in buying another one. But if you don't have it, boy, is the timing right for you. This is the pre-production offer on the third printing. It will be $33.95 plus tax and postage. You have a chance to buy it for a limited time only at $26.95 plus tax and postage. The offer will go away without notice. I'll sign all copies in the sequence in which they're ordered. Order now for gift giving later if you'd like. But you must order immediately because this offer will go away. The best way to order is at my website where you can learn all the details of the book. That's at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. But if you need to call to order, do so Monday through Friday, 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. The better way, though, neilsperry.com. At Mueller, they believe in value. Their Value Plus buildings are pre-engineered and feature an easy-to-assemble, bolt-together design. Mueller's durable roofing panels are hail-resistant. They come backed by a 30-year limited paint warranty. But true value never stops at just a quality product at a reasonable price. It shows in the service you receive during your purchase and in how a company stands behind their product after the sale. They understand that buying a steel building or metal roof for your home can be a lifetime decision, and Mueller will provide assurance before, during, and for decades after your purchase. At Mueller, you simply get more for your money, more confidence in their company, and that gives you more value. Call them today at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-268-3553. Or visit them online at MuellerInc.com. MuellerInc.com. Mueller means more. I'll have more after this message. Thank you, Kelly. I don't have time to take another call or to encourage another call. I'm going to encourage you, as it warms up again this week, and it looks like it's going to go out and visit your landscape a couple of times a day. As you're going out to get the mail or get the paper or go to work, coming home from work, just take a quick glance around. Learn to recognize some of the plants that are your indicator plants, those that dry out first, those that are likely to show problems first, and to be ready to step to their rescue. I had some new controllers installed on our sprinkler systems at our home yesterday, and they are ultra smart controllers. I had smart, now I have ultra smart controllers with an app on my phone, and that will be an interesting challenge. I'm going to see if I can navigate through that. I think I can. It looked like it was kind of interesting. I had help in getting them installed just to make sure it was done right. And, You want to water deeply and then wait until the plants begin to need the water before you water again. If you have new plants that you planted this spring, trees and shrubs, you need to water them by hand, not with a sprinkler system and not with a hose-end sprinkler. Their roots are in their original soil balls, and they will dry out more rapidly. So water them by hand for the first couple of years. I've enjoyed today very much. Thank you for listening. Nick Carissimi, great job. Happy gardening!